Chertoff's gut feeling made national headlines, even though he said there was no specific threat he had in mind. But it didn't make much news just a few days earlier when Chertoff announced this year's urban security grants. Those are the ones that cities get for anti-terror planning and capital projects. New York's grant for this year is $134 million. That's 8% more than last year, but still $73 million less than New York's share 2 years ago before Chertoff rejiggered the formula. And here's the headline stat as far as I'm concerned. New York City gets just 18% of the urban security dollars. That must mean that in Chertoff's considered opinion, there's an 82% chance the next domestic terror strike will come somewhere other than New York. As a New Yorker, I wish I believed it. As Congressman Peter King of Long Island said this week, New York is not just the number one target, nobody is a close second. Okay, maybe Washington is a close second, but the nation's six biggest cities combined get just 55% of the grant money. That's great news for Louisville and other medium-sized cities whose urban security grants have gone way up. But after the car bombing attempts in London and Glasgow, New York had to pay for stepped-up police presence in the subways and other high-value target areas. Columbus, Ohio, let's be honest, doesn't have the high-value targets or the expense. And Police Commissioner Kelly this week announced a plan to install 3,000 security cameras in Lower Manhattan, like the so-called Ring of Steel that helped London police see who last week's terrorists were. That's exactly the kind of capital project the urban security grants are supposed to pay for. Is New York supposed to skimp on that so Wichita can get its security grant pork? An underlying reason for all this: Congress allocates the money for Chertoff's department. No doubt he wants to keep his funding coalition as broad as possible by spreading his money back to lots of districts. But there's a word for that: bloat. So as we go about our lives this summer, trying to be alert but not afraid, let's hope that Chertoff's gut really is as bad as his carefully considered judgment.